You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. I love dildos and butt plugs too. I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. No lube, baby, no lube.
No lube?
Just give me a little spit.
Oh,
on
yeah.
A hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh!
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I am Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday evening. It's late, and I'm way behind on everything. I tell you, have you ever had one of those weekends where you just felt like you were walking in molasses and you couldn't get anywhere, even though you were trying as hard as you possibly can? Well, that was my weekend, so yay for me. Anyway, I hope you all are doing well, I'm just going to jump right into this, okay? I have an announcement to make. Fags Worship Alphas has published its first book, all right? It's been a long gestating idea of mine that I've had, and I just, you know, I've been so busy all the time, you know, that I would write a little bit here and there and kind of tinker with it, and just it kept getting away from me. So it doesn't help that I'm running a website that is constantly inundated with amazing stories that I have to try to cover, you know, so I'm always kind of distracted, you know, but I did finally get it published, all right? And it's a very, very, very unique book, all right? It is the very first tool that's ever been created to help faggots find alphas to serve, okay? It's called May I Serve You, Sir, all right? Question mark. And it is basically a faggot's business card, let's put it that way. It's concise, it's not very big. Obviously, it had to be, I started to overwrite it, okay? And so then I had to kind of pare it down a little bit because alphas aren't going to sit there and read a 300-page novel, okay, about hierarchy. I needed to boil it down to its essence. That's what I did. The book is designed to give alphas the information they need to make a decision about whether or not they're going to take on faggot service and, you know, allow faggots to serve them. Its primary target are straight alphas, okay? It's designed to teach about hierarchy and about their place in the hierarchy and why faggots want to submit to them naturally and why they should use faggots, okay? It's basically taking some of the more popular instructional posts on the website and kind of condensing those down into like the broth of all of the teachings on the website. So it's designed to walk an alpha through the steps, basically, that an alpha goes through when they decide to take on faggots, okay, and start using faggots. It's utterly unique in the world, okay? It's never been done before, but it needs to be done. Here's why. The vast majority of my readers that I've talked to over the years, the number one problem they have is, how do you approach an alpha? Okay. Not everybody is blessed with, you know, great courage or quick wit or something, you know. So a lot of faggots end up frustrated because they don't know how to approach these men who are very intimidating to a faggot, okay? Let's just be honest. So this publication is the bridge. This publication is the way in. And it's a way in that's discreet, and it's safe for the faggot, and it's safe for the alpha as well, you know. So it's going to pique the interests of the alphas who are prone to get this message, okay? I can't imagine an alpha reading through this publication and saying, I don't get it, or, you know, an alpha who's prone to want worshipers and wants to be served is going to read this and go, that sounds like a pretty good idea, okay? And that's what it's designed to do. So like I said, it's designed to walk an alpha through hierarchy. So it starts off with kind of definitions of various kind of beginner level aspects of hierarchy, and then walks them step by step in a logical fashion to the point of, you know, here's the choice in front of you, you know. So it lays it out like a banquet, you know, of information for the alpha to make a decision. All the faggot has to do is give it to an alpha with their contact information. So that's how you would use it, okay? At the beginning of the book, at the foreword of the book, there's a place for the faggot to put its name, and then you'd put contact information, phone number, email address, whatever, you know, Instagram handle, whatever, you know. So and even you can even leave a note if you, in the foreword. So you know, it's something introductory, you know. It's a way for the faggot to safely approach an alpha and offer itself, okay? And from there, the alpha would read that book, hopefully, and then act on it. Contact the faggot for more information, or come, it directs the alpha to go to fagsworshipalphas.com as well for more information. And of course, they're going to contact me. And you know what they're going to find whenever they get me, okay? So so this is the other part of it that I kind of like. I think that I have a solid reputation for going to bat for faggots, okay, when it comes to alphas. And I've had a pretty good success rate online, just talking, you know, typing words into the computer. I've been able to talk quite a few alphas into trying faggots, okay, straight alphas. So I've got a little bit of understanding of this. So you're going to have me to go to bat for you. The book directs them to the website and to me. So if alphas want more information or they want some clarification about what's going on here and they contact me, I'm going to go to bat for you, okay, because I'm not going to turn an alpha away. You know, so if alphas start contacting me on your behalf as a faggot, I'm going to be another voice pushing them toward taking on faggots, okay? So that's another added value there, I think, you know, that's not, you know, it's not really reflected in the purpose, the true purpose of it. I mean, in an ideal world, a faggot would give that book to an alpha, and the alpha would read it, and the light bulb would go on, and he would contact that faggot, and they would start up something, whatever works there. So that would be the ideal situation. But I anticipate that there are going to be alphas that are going to contact me and say, what the hell is going on? What is this? You know, and from there, well, I'll work some magic myself, okay? I'm not afraid of that at all. So, I think that this is a turning point, all right? No more excuses. No more begging off because you're shy or you're afraid or anything like that. This is the tool that I know a lot of my readers have expressed to me over the years that they want. This is the tool. It's the only thing, it's the only one of its kind. And it's got all my information that's really necessary to get an alpha interested, okay? So it's right there for you. That's what I'm saying. What I suggest is you buy multiple copies, and I know that sounds like a real, like, Ronco, like, you know, the Flex Seal guy, you know, like a salesman-y kind of thing to say, but if you have multiple copies, you can keep one or two in your car or with you so that if you're out somewhere and you see an alpha that you would like to get to know or offer yourself to, you would have a copy there ready to go, you see. You don't have to do that, but that was part of my thinking, was that this would be something that you would want to have a couple of copies so that you could be ready, you know, because we all know how it is, you know. As faggots, we're out and we see an alpha and we're just like, oh my gosh, you know. This is the tool that will make that meeting more possible, okay? So I'm pretty excited about it, honestly, and I'm a little nervous too because, you know, I really believe this in what I wrote here. I believe in what I'm producing here. As confident as I've been with anything else I've done on the website, but I'm just nervous because, you know, I want faggots to go out and start trying to use it because I think it will work. And I'm just nervous about, you know, the things I'm going to hear, I guess, from people, you know. But I think it's an exciting moment, honestly, in the whole scheme of faggot execution, okay? I don't mean execution like death, okay? I mean the executing of faggot duties, okay, that other people are writing books that are theoretical or they're almost like they're like fantasy novels, okay? This is real life stuff that I'm writing. I've only been writing true stuff on this website. This book is designed to cut through any kind of fetishy kind of thing and just get to the meat of it, okay? I'm not going to waste an alpha's time. I am giving him the information that he needs to make a decision. And I don't think there is no other tool like it, honestly. I know there's no other tool like it. But I don't think there would be a better tool, okay? So that's my cocky fag thing. So anyway, the link is going to be on the website. Obviously, I can't do it here, but it is on Amazon, and it's available earthwide. All right, so it's only in English at this point, but I am looking into maybe some other languages. I can get translators for just about any language, you know. It's not that big of a book, you know, so depending on how things go with the English version, I'm going to invest in getting it translated into the other major languages. So if you guys have a language that you would prefer or you're looking for, I would like to start hearing suggestions about that, because this is very important to me, and I want to do it right. Okay, so if I need to translate it into other languages so that the message and more faggots can be helped and more alphas can discover worship, I'm going to do that, you know. So I'm fully in 100%. This is where I was talking earlier a couple of podcasts ago about commitment, all right, committing yourself, being responsible for yourself. This is where I, once again, am stepping up to the plate, and I'm going to take some swings here, you know. And I need you guys to play ball with me on this and try it, because I think it will help you, and I think it will help others, you know. So anyway, that's my sales pitch for the day. I'm just, I'm not really honestly trying to sell anybody anything. This is a tool that I think is going to change the game. So let's play ball, all right? Anyway, thank you for talking to me tonight, or me talking to you and you listening, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate all the support that the website gets. It continues to get a lot of traffic and a lot of interest, and I get a lot of messages from people that I really enjoy, and I just continue to get amazing experiences, and it's all a joy to me. So so anyway, thanks for being there and continuing to support what I'm trying to do. Anyway, I will hang up my cleats for tonight. I hope you have a good night, and I will talk to you in a couple of days. You're going to hear, I'm going to try to get a couple of video ads that I've got in mind done in the coming days, and I'm going to be promoting those rather heavily. So, you know, sorry. Anyway, I'm going to get off of here. I love you guys very much. Have a good night, and I'll talk to you soon, okay? Bye.